The killer will be a disgruntled former employee with a gun. Actually, it'll be a digital disgruntled former employee with a gun. It's part of an exercise designed to help companies develop a plan in the event of a real emergency. Chris Floyd is with the Disaster Assistance Communities Group.
It's a learning opportunity for workplace and workplace employees to participate in a two-hour exercise dealing with the roles and responsibilities of a workplace, whether it's a government agency, a nonprofit, a normal business workplace, to gain more insight on what it takes in the event of an active shooter event occurring at their office to be able to effectively mitigate it from happening. In other words, potentially preventing it from happening. When it does occur, the actions that employees, management, owners of a workplace should take in terms of life safety issues, how to interface with law enforcement, and just as important, the impacts that event will have on that workplace in the hours, days, and weeks to come.
Almost 30 companies have signed up to participate in the exercise so far. It's being offered free in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties on Wednesday and is done completely online, causing no disruption of regular business during the day. Several agencies are coordinating the effort locally, including the Be Ready Alliance Coordinating for Emergencies. Greg Strader is the executive director of BRACE.
The scenario actually begins in advance of the exercise with some information about kind of the setting. This individual has lost their employment due to downsizing. They've made threats upon their departure from that local business, and then the scenario essentially begins from there.
That scenario has been developed by the Department of Homeland Security and includes many common sense issues, such as making sure you have a headcount of people in the building and ensuring law enforcement will have access to a building that's in lockdown, to issues of mental health, building damage, and keeping a business that has been the subject of an attack a viable business in the weeks and months following an incident. Chris Floyd says that all types of businesses are taking part in the exercise.
There are a neighborhood of about 30 different workplaces around the county, some of them governmental. I believe NAS Pensacola is participating, right around to some faith-based organizations, a couple of for-profit businesses, a couple of government agencies, and a daycare center. So it's rounded off from the standpoint of the scenario that almost any place that has employees in a work environment can't participate.
A similar exercise was held earlier this year in the counties. Greg Strader from BRACE says they received a lot of good feedback.
One of the businesses that participated really didn't have a plan prior to participating in the exercise or drill, but there was enough material provided to that organization during the training that they were able to go back and construct a foundational plan for their organization.
The Operation Population Protection exercise begins this Wednesday morning at 9. Workplaces that are interested in participating have until noon on Tuesday to register. You can do that at BeReadyAlliance.org, and again, it's open to any workplace and is free. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.